Hello, Conscious Investor, and welcome back. I'm your host, Julie Hawley. For over 4 years, I've paired my background in real estate investing, education, and coaching to create powerful content for you each week. This podcast is where we take a holistic approach to investing by focusing on three ingredients to a life of personal freedom: health, mindset, and wealth. We'll talk about everything from passive investing through syndication and how to use your retirement accounts to boost your investing, to mineral balancing and gut brain health, and into topics that cultivate your inner strength and resilience so you can thrive regardless of any of life's current events. And yes, those are all episodes currently available and linked in the show notes below. Join me each Monday for a mindset episode and later in the week for an interview with expert investors and health professionals so that you can experience your greatest health, strongest mindset, and build the wisest wealth.
Conscious investor, feeling stuck is something that is very much part of the human condition. Sometimes people look at my life and they think, oh, Julie, you got it all figured out. Your life looks easy. And yet, when I think about this topic of being stuck, it is so near and dear to my heart. It is something that I have to wrestle with. I get to wrestle with on an ongoing, regular basis. Here's some things that I learned. What I'm going to share with you throughout this episode are some things that I have learned through my own personal experience, as well as many of the wonderful things that I've gleaned from reading, from coaching, and working with so many high performers. So let's go ahead and let's dive on into, what does this mean? Julie, stuck? I don't know. Maybe I'm not stuck. We will all feel stuck at some point in life. Sometimes we feel stuck because of our job situation. I know I have felt this. You know, Conscious Investor, that I have transitioned my career multiple times. I've made massive pivots from being a public school educator who launched that career at age 22 into residential real estate sales, into back into education, into a stay-at-home mom, which, by the way, stay-at-home moms, that is an occupation, it is a career, and it is more than a full-time job, into real estate investing, back into education, by the way, did the homeschooling, and then launching into full-time real estate investing, where I support people in placing those passive investments into multi-million dollar apartments or assisted living facilities. I've made a lot. So when I say all of that, Conscious Investor, because when we feel stuck at our job, that is so normal. We might feel stuck because maybe we have disagreements with the leadership, with our boss, with the administration, with the policies. Maybe there's a colleague that you just feel like, I just feel so stuck. I don't want to work with this person. It's so complicated. It's so challenging. Like as I mentioned, like the system, it can feel like the system is out to get you, against you. Our career can definitely make us feel stuck. And yet we don't have to feel that way. That part might not resonate with you. You might be like, Jules, I love my job. My job is great. There's nothing more I like to do than go to work. By the way, that's me. I love what I do. It's amazing. But sometimes we can feel stuck because we have a deeper belief that our background is holding us back. Maybe we had a lack of education. We think, oh gosh, if only I had chosen to go to college, or if only I had gone to a private school, if only I had gotten my MBA. You know, I've talked about that before, Conscious Investor. I played catch up in the business space, right? And we think, well, I didn't have the access to the extracurriculars. I didn't have access to extended learning opportunities. I didn't have the geographical access. I was actually speaking with someone yesterday about why I think it's so important to travel with my kids. I live in a small two-stoplight town. And I think it's important that my kids have exposure to cities. I don't want them to only think of their geography as a small two-stoplight town. But we can think that our geography, maybe I live in a big city, so I can't, if you want a homestead or something. I live in a small town, so I can't. And so we can feel stuck. Gosh, I remember I felt so stuck when I decided I wanted to go into full-time real estate investing. and have a company that did that, thought, how am I going to do this from a small two-stoplight town? And instead of, I had to wrestle with it. I felt that stuckness. But instead of staying in that stuckness, I actually made a choice to find a solution. And that's how this podcast came about. Many of you know that already. We can feel stuck. I'll go into that in a little bit more in a minute, but we can feel stuck with our relationship status. I have a relationship. I don't have a relationship. I have a relationship, but I don't like that relationship. But we can go down that rabbit hole. We can feel stuck in our finances. We can feel like there's this glass ceiling upon us. Feeling stuck is something that we wrestle with. I know that every time I have felt stuck, I have had to wrestle with my fear of failure. That's real. I've had to wrestle with my self-doubt. I've had to wrestle with my self-image. I've had to wrestle through a scarcity mindset. I've had to push beyond all of these different limitations I've imposed on myself, which is the very first thing that we have to do if we don't want to be stuck any longer. And that very first step is to engage ourselves. You see, the world around us is not going to just say, oh, poor you, you feel stuck. I know a lot of people want it to be that way, but that's just not reality. And the reality is, if you want to be unstuck, then you've got to look inside and say, why do I feel stuck? I felt stuck a few times this week, quite frankly. I've had, you know, in any part of life, we're going to hit some hurdles. We should. If we're doing anything that is worthwhile, we should face resistance. We should hit some obstacles. We should have hurdles to jump and some, you know, barricades to climb over and such. If we're not facing anything like that, we really need to evaluate. Are we pushing ourselves? Are we actually leaning into what we should be doing? I'm getting ahead of myself. That happens. We know it. But we have to engage ourselves when we feel stuck. This week, when I have felt stuck, because it happens to me on a regular basis. So I just look inward and I'm like, Jules, why are you feeling stuck? Okay, well, FOPO, which there's a recent episode on, fear of people's opinions. Thank you, Michael Gervais, for coming up with that expression. It's extraordinary. You can check out his book, First Rule of Mastery. It's fantastic. By the way, great audiobook as well. So anyhow, I've looked inward and I realized that I had self-doubt. I wasn't actually believing I was competent and capable. I have realized this week that there are times where I have a scarcity mindset that is holding me back, making me feel stuck. And instead of seeing the abundance of what God has created in this world, I have seen dead end. And I've had to change that. And I've had to simply say, hey, girl, that's not reality. Because you've lived this other reality. So fortunately for me, because I've had this as a practice for some years now, now I have some evidence to back this up. I have evidence to demonstrate that there is an abundance in the world. And that helps with getting unstuck. When you engage yourself, you're looking inward and we're saying, what is going on in here? What does this I'm stuck actually mean? This morning, Super Rad Steve and I were actually talking, and he mentioned something. And I said, okay, but what does that mean to you? He's like, well, because I said, is it more this or is it more that? And he's like, well, it's both. And I said, okay, that's our primitive brain speaking up right there in that moment. And fortunately, we had a relationship where we talk really freely, very openly. And he received this, I do believe. And I said, hey, that is our primitive brain coming out, trying to protect us. But if we want to move beyond, and if you actually want a solution, if you actually want to get to the substance beneath that is actually making you feel this way, then you have to do the deeper work. That's the work. When I say we got to do the work, that's the work. It's actually parsing out and saying, well, if it's this, how much of it and why is it that? And if it's this, what is it and how much and why and what is it? And going down, peeling back the onion. It takes work and effort to sit there and think and evaluate. But that's what we must do. We must engage ourselves. The second thing we've got to do when we feel stuck is we have to identify what is it that we value. So often, in fact, going back to my morning, it was a very interesting morning around the Holly House. Going back this morning, driving into school, I had one of my kids was having a little bit of a difficult time. And I simply asked that wonderful teen of mine, hey, so what would it look like if it wasn't that? I don't know. Okay. What do you think it would look like if, and I went down the rabbit hole a few different ways, right? Because if we can't identify what it is that we value, what we hold dear to us, it's going to be really difficult to generate that in our life. We will constantly feel stuck until we know what we are actually going for. What has value and substance in our life? Let's evaluate our relationship. Let's evaluate our finances. Let's evaluate our job. Let's evaluate our time. Go through every part of life and say, what do I value? Because guess what? I have a good friend and she doesn't value money. She wants to live a simple shoestring life. She doesn't want to feel tied down. She doesn't want to have to be thinking about that. She lives a very beautiful life. Don't get me wrong. Like, it is a wonderful, beautiful life. But she's very clear. I want to lead this simple life. She's free from that money. So you don't have to have things correlated in the same way as everyone else. Again, engaging ourselves and identifying what we value so that we're not just simply taking on the values of the world around us, but we're saying, no, this is what I choose and this is what I value. The final thing we want to do, step number three, if we are feeling stuck, is that we have to do what is necessary to take the steps forward. That's the hardest part. I don't know about you, but there are times where I have been in a really cranky, crabby mood. And when I'm in that mood from the age I am now to when I was a little child, as long as I can remember, it is hard to flip the switch, if you will, and to shift our mood and to shift our energy. Once we're in something, we seem to be stuck in it. And it's so hard to say, but I don't want to be. We can identify. We can do that engaging ourselves like, I don't want to do like this. I don't want life like this. I don't want to feel like this. I don't want to show up like this. And we can identify what we value. Wow, I'd really like to show up in a peaceful, fun, loving way. But now we have to do that really difficult thing. We have to take a step towards it. We have to figure out what that first step forward looks like. And then we have to take that step. We don't have to take 100 steps. You know, you've heard me say conscious investor. We don't know what's, you know, down the block, to the left, up three more blocks. And we don't know what's around the corner. So we just have to take the one simple step that is right before us. If I'm in a bad mood, well, what do I need to do? I need to give myself permission to smile. I need to give myself permission that I don't need to hold on to this energy. I need to give myself permission to forgive. I need to give, which we should just be forgiving, right? But sometimes we just have to really say, forgive, do this. And it's just one step, because that next step is going to set in motion a whole series of events. And we can't predict what that series of events is going to be until we take that first step in any part of our life. If we feel stuck, if we feel stuck in our job, if we still feel stuck in our relationship, if we feel stuck in our geography, if we feel stuck with our time or our finances, that right there is an indicator of I've got to do the work. I have to figure out, why am I feeling this way? And what is the one thing I'm going to do to set in motion a different narrative for my life, because I am the architect of my life. I get to call the shots. Don't subordinate your personal freedom to all of these other extras in your life, what I call the peanut gallery in life. You, at the end of the day, are the one person living in the shell that houses your soul, you are the one person that is responsible for how you show up in the world. And it is not contingent upon any of these outlying factors. So I want to encourage you. You were created for more. If you're feeling stuck, that's okay. That doesn't mean that you are going to be there forever. Engage yourself. Identify what you value and figure out what's my first step I'm going to take. Because that first step is going to set into motion something different. It'll move things in your brain, in your psychology. Shows I have a willing heart and I'm not going to do this. It will change the events of the future. I guarantee it. I appreciate you, Conscious Investor. If you are looking for support in being unstuck, if you're looking at support in leveling up every part of your life, please don't be a stranger. Reach out to me, Julie at juliehawley.com. Holly is H-O-L-L-Y, by the way. Reach out to me and just say, just put in the subject line, stuck. And then let's go ahead and have a conversation, because I help people get out of the stuck mode and into full gear, full motion. Until next time, Conscious Investor. Live big, love bigger, and do great things.
Are you enjoying this episode? Help spread the word by sharing the episode with a friend or family member. Because really, where would any of our lives be without other people sharing great content with us? Help spread the word by sharing on your social platforms and with those you care about. And remember, tag me at Happy Julie Hawley.